Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Everybody, welcome to the That's Life pod with Kelly Murphy, also known as Mama, and Matt Murphy, also known as Dad.
Hey everybody, and my voice sounds a little different, I am actually on the telephone for this one, so Kelly and I are in different places, and that's going to play a little bit into what we're going to talk about today, but I welcome you to the That's Life pod as well. And just as a refresher, this is a podcast that our daughter Abby Murphy has created and has done a wonderful job every week building this podcast around the transitions of life through a Christian lens. And she is doing a college Maymester out in Hawaii. Her mom and I, Kelly and I, have been taking over, and we've got 1 week in, Kelly, and hopefully that went okay, and we're on week two and excited to walk through this one this week.
Yes, and we are starting with our life update, I guess. And our life update is, last time we talked to y'all, we were having a great weekend here at the beach, and now, as he said, as Matt said, we are separated. He had to go back to work, and I'm still here. So it was a fabulous weekend. We did some kayaking, a little boating, a little pickleballing. What else, Matt? Dinners, walks.
We just, the weather this year has really been all over the place. So it was nice to feel the sunshine. We had good weather. It was warm. That is where our oldest daughter, Morgan, is going to be getting married. We even went by the venue where she's going to get married down there. So that was, did some of that too. And so we got a lot in.
Very cool. And I'm here now with my mom. She came after Matt left. And one of my very best friends, Ashley Reimel, and her daughter, Jillian. And so we are having some fun. We are getting some work done. It's definitely, we're all working, and but we're also finding some time for play. So it's great, little great girl time we're having here. So, but I do miss Matt. And is that our update, Matt? Or do we have more? We have talked to Abby a lot in Hawaii, and she is having a blast. Lots of experiences, new things, exploring the culture and the world out there, which is great. And they've had beautiful weather and lots of beachy fun vibes from her. And also her boyfriend Peter in Israel on his Maymester, getting a lot of cool pictures and a lot of cool stuff from him that we're seeing. I saw a picture of him on Instagram on a camel, which was pretty awesome. We're living vicariously through the Maymester kids, even though ours is awesome too, right, Dad?
Yeah, there's been a lot of groups from Belmont went to different places for these Maymesters, and we've been hearing a little bit about some others. Certainly, the two trips that they're on, we're hearing much more about. And jealous. I would love to be seeing these places and experiencing some of these things, but we're just happy that so many of these kids are getting these experiences. And certainly Abby out in Hawaii, she's getting a lot of time to do explore Hawaii and get that experience. I think she's supposed to, well, don't think. She's supposed to be taking a couple classes, and she gets the classwork in when she can. But yeah, I think it'll be a great experience, but we're missing her.
Yes.
And I think that was a little bit, maybe transitioning into a little bit of what we were gonna talk about today.
Exactly.
And,
but before you do, let's say...
Oh, yeah, we've got to pray. Sorry.
Open in prayer. Matt, you or me?
Yep.
You want me to...
Please, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Oh, dear Lord, thank you so much for this day, and just thank you for bringing us back and giving us the privilege to do another podcast. Lord, we just ask that you speak through us, use us during this time to speak your message, and just help us do well in serving you in this podcast and doing for Abby during this time and helping her just fulfill her duty in this. We love you, Lord. We thank you, and we just ask that you guide us through, and just bless this podcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Felt a little fumbly there. Sorry. I mean, that was...
No, funny. It was very good. It was very good.
I'm like, ooh, and, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
No, off to a good start.
He knows what I'm talking about. Like, he knows. I don't have to worry about it, right?
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Okay, so back to where you were.
No, no, that's great, and I didn't want to forget that part. But no, we thought that this week we'd talk a little bit, you know, again, transitions of life and where our faith and this Christian lens plays a role in this. It seemed timely and appropriate because Kelly and I are in two different places. Our daughters, as we have shared through the podcast, you know, they are both in Nashville, so they are not permanently at home anymore. And now Abby over in Hawaii doing Maymester. So we're kind of in all these different places. And it just got Kelly and I thinking about our marriage and our life together, our married life together and with kids. That so when we got married, in my career, I've traveled my whole career. So, you know, Kelly and I really from the very start were pretty used to being in two different places and me traveling and there were periods where I traveled literally every week. Mm-hmm. And was gone every single week. And it does help if that, you know, happens right out of the right at the beginning from a marriage, because you get used to it early. But it's never really super easy. But Kelly and I also, I think our personalities lend themselves to, you know, that we both have, you know, independent parts of our personalities where, you know, being separated isn't always a hardship, although we always miss each other when we're apart. But we've always been able to be used to it and deal with it. But I think a lot of people do struggle with it. And so, you know, how did we experience that? And Kelly, I'll ask you, I mean, what's your, just from that portion of it, and just thinking about us for now, and then we'll talk about the girls, but just us through our marriage, and we have spent a lot of time apart because of my travel and work and everything. You know, how did you experience that, and how have you felt about it?
Well, it's funny, because when you started talking about it, excuse me, I thought about the first time we were apart, when we were dating. And we had not been dating, you know, 5 months or so, 4 months. And you went to work in Wyoming at a dude ranch, and I went back to my hometown and worked. That was kind of our first experience. And the reason I'm even starting there is because that, you know, thinking about it, the relationship and long distance at that point, and then thinking about other points, you know, marriage and all the different years of your marriage, and it's different periods all the time. You know, when you're in a 5 month new relationship and you separate for a summer, which a lot of college students and young people in their 20s are doing for the first times, it really tells a lot when you separate and how you communicate. Now, we'll say from our little separation, which I say this kind of jokingly, we had to learn a lot too in communication. When you are doing long distance, all you have to rely on is communication, because you're not together. And back in our day, we didn't have what these kids have today, FaceTimes and the cell phones and all that. We were relying on letters. And which, you know, is a little harder than what they have, because they can actually get behind a screen and see each other's face when they're gone, which is wonderful. But when we did have that, and you know this, Matt, no surprise to you, but one of my big things on miscommunication, even in letters, it was a simple thing on Matt's letters. He would write and have so much fun and all of his stories of the Dude Ranch, which is great. I'm glad he's having a blast. But he would sign his name Matt. There's no love. There's no heart, smiley, anything. It's just Matt. And I read, do you remember that? You remember that, Dad?
I do.
But I, on my letters, and we had not told each other we loved each other or anything. And I laughed, and I thought, well, I laugh now. I wasn't laughing then. I was kind of reading more into it, as girls do. I was like, oh my gosh, he didn't even write love. Oh my gosh, maybe he doesn't. Oh, he doesn't miss me. You know, I was being kind of crazy. And it's just interesting to think back at that time, because my letters were all signed love, by the way, just let you know, reminder. But I got in my head, and that kind of thing, communication got hard for us with that. And, you know, we did have to have some talks, and, you know, that was one of our challenges. But moving past that into marriage.
But tell the other part of that side of that part, just before you move on, is I'd always said I wouldn't say I love you to anybody till I knew I was going to marry him. That was just always a thing for me. Yes. And even in a letter. So it wasn't super intentional, but I think to your point, Kelly, and you're making a good one, is when you're apart, the way you communicate is so important, because so much can be lost.
Yes.
In sort of trying to read into things like that, like you did, and I didn't even realize what I was doing. I was just signing the letter.
Well, difference in guys and girls too. I mean, girls, yeah, guys are like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm signing Matt. That's my name. You know, like, girls are like, oh my gosh, you know, it's just difference in men and women most of the time.
But I think you're calling out a very important part, which I like that you just did, which is that separation just means you have to really be very conscious about good communication and how you are. And so that was one thing that we found out. And it probably, I haven't thought about it this way, but that probably did us a lot of favors in our marriage as we got, once we got married and I started to travel, like I said, and I was gone, is we just got to be better communicators.
Right. And I think it, you know, when I say you start out there at 5 months, you also, the longer you're together, you're more secure. I mean, obviously, you get married, you're secure, you've committed, you know, everything's secure. Like, when you're dating for 5 months, at that point, we didn't know we were marrying each other. I mean, you know, so it is, it's just kind of like that. But the more secure you are, the more everything, and you do learn communication. But I do think it's, I don't know, it is important to keep talking, to have your calls. Sometimes you need more or less. I don't know, Matt, as we've gotten older in our years, it isn't like we have to rely on our communication as much, as even though, I mean, we probably should. But like, just like the other day, we actually said, oh my gosh, he texted me. He's like, we didn't talk today. Are you okay? You know, but that wasn't like a, are you okay? Like, are we okay? It was just like, is everything okay? Because we both got really busy, but neither one of us felt, oh my gosh, we didn't talk. And what does that mean? And so it's nice as you get older and you get more secure in your relationship, you know, you don't have, it doesn't have to be, but yeah, investing time is always a good thing, Dad. What about your thoughts?
Well, I think you're bringing up another part, that relationships are different, and that's fine for them to be different. But back to the communication is, try to, I think you and I have always done a good job of saying to each other, you know, if we go a day without literally talking, you know, there's nothing should be read into that. You know, that you know, it's just because, you know, maybe I got caught up with things, or you did, or whatever the circumstances. We don't get too worried about that. We have, you know, there are relationships that if you don't sort of set those guardrails for each other and just lay the groundwork to communicate those things, then, you know, somebody could take that, and it could be a point of conflict for your relationship. So, so I think that's just something really important in the way that you communicate with each other. And it kind of, as we talk about, you know, these kinds of things through a Christian lens, you know, sometimes we think of talking to God, and our faith is, you know, more formal prayer time. And it is. That mm-hmm. is truly part of it. But just communicating, you know, we're talking about just communicating with God. There's a lot of similarities in this right. in terms of a relationship and your relationship with God and what faith means in you and I's life and how I've developed, you know, a little bit later, but where I am now, which is in a better spot. And for me, it is a relationship, which means I have to communicate. Yes. And it doesn't have to be super formal prayers. Matter of fact, God, I think, likes sometimes when you just chat with him yeah. and say, hey, God, let me tell you about my day, even though he knows. But I think that's important and kind of a little transition to say how that overlaps faith in our lives.
And I love how you say that too, because I mean the biggest long distance relationship is with you and God, because he's there. Even though I say long distance, I'm meaning the physicality of it, because he's with you, he's in you. So it doesn't have to be long distance. But I do like that you said that too, Matt. Just the communication with him, because you know, I think a lot of days, and I would love to say that I communicate with God all day long and we talk all the time, and you know, but some days are not as good as others as far as my communication with him. And on those days, as with a relationship, if you start dropping the ball, you notice it, and you don't feel that, I don't know, I personally don't feel as much peace. I don't feel, you know, maybe the bad things creep in, or the worries or the fears. And when you're close to God and you're talking to him, it seems, a lot of that seems a lot better.
Well, and I'll offer an example that ties the two things we've been talking about together, you know, communicating and sometimes separating it as a marriage and then with God. So I recall a couple of trips that I've traveled internationally, and at that point, I'm on a completely different time zone than Kelly is. And so I went in one particular trip. It was about a week I was out of the country. And we were able to talk, but it was very short and only, like, I don't remember, maybe one or two times that week. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, so we were mentioning earlier, you know, we could forget a day and not, or miss a day and it's no big deal. Well, you go a week and all of a sudden I noticed it. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I talked about that a little bit. So relating that to, you know, from my own experience in talking to God, whether that's through prayer or just chatting with him or whatever it is, I think it's all prayer to me anyways. Mm-hmm. But if I go, you know, a day, I'm not going to try to feel too guilty about it. I'll just, you know, but if I go a week, if I go 10 mm-hmm. days, if I go 2 weeks, I sort of think of that as a relationship with a friend or yeah. your significant other or your husband or your wife or whatever, and it can put a strain on the relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't think from God's side, I think God is always yeah. with us, always right. there waiting for you just to talk with him again. But I can feel it if I go that long. It feels like, man, something just doesn't feel like it, something's missing and something's off. So so anyways, I just yeah. thought of that relationship between a couple things.
Going about what you said about, you know, being out of the country and the time difference and all of that, like Peter and Abby, for example, they have, I believe, a 12 or 13 hour time difference between the two places they are. And I do think, you know, especially these young people and relationships and stuff, you do have to make commitments and things to stay in touch and be intentional about your conversations. But very cool with them, they've found a way, even with their 12 hours, to definitely talk. But they also, which I think this is a great thing to involve with your partner, and Matt and I could say we could do better with this as well, but praying with each other, they find a way to pray even over the phone if they can't do it, like, to, you know, just voice to voice, even in a text. And I'm telling you, putting God in the center of any relationship, you know, friendship, relationship, marriage, whatever, putting God in the center, it's going to make it strong. And I just think that's a cool thing that they've come up with, to be intentional about their relationship and their relationship with the Lord. And I just think that's pretty cool to have that, and to just that intentionality. Is that the right word?
intentionality is fine. I'll take it.
Anyway, just think, made me think of that with you talking about being out of the country and making time. And but same thing, like you said, relating it to the Lord. You got to make the time. You got to, for yourself, it betters yourself. It betters your relationship with Him as well. Strengthens it.
You know, it is really funny to, and not to, well, I guess I am going to pretty much indicate how old we're getting, but you know, in the earlier years, you referenced it when we were dating, but even in the early years of being married and I'm traveling, is, you know, I was finding the hotel I was staying in, the phone there, or, mm-hmm. you know, from somewhere. We didn't have the cell phones, right. and all that. So you really had to be, and you had to be by the phone to answer the phone. We didn't have texts and emails and social media and cell phones to do that. But I think that's probably one advantage and one positive thing about having that. So the example you just gave about Peter and Abby or strong relationships like that, and that they could share experiences and prayer, I think all that's really neat. And the technology where we are mm-hmm. in society with that kind of thing enables that. And I think we can find a lot of faults and a lot of things that haven't turned out so great about some of that, but mm-hmm. But there is some positives to it as well, to connect us as a society. I think that's, you know, one thing I think God wants for us is not only community, but wants these kinds of relationships that we have, and not go through things alone. Mm-hmm. And so things that help connect us, I think are positive and help make those bonds.
Right. And you, Matt, we can still talk about us and stuff, but as we were talking about our long distance and over the years, the different types of, you know, phases of our long distance times that we've had, as our children have left, and currently right now, Abby in Hawaii, this is the most long distance that we have had with her. And with Morgan now being a year out of our house into the real world, into her job in life, long distance. And so we are entering that world with our children of long distance. And, you know, they're not living under our roofs anymore. And it's not like you come home and you just talk. So you do, again, have to be intentional with your children. And even with Abby in Hawaii, I don't want to make her have to feel like she has to talk to me all the time or whatever. So we text. And sometimes I'll even say a good morning text, whether she's in the middle of the night or what. You know, there's these little things. But the other day, because I haven't really been doing letters, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write her a letter and text. And just kind of, because good and bad about the phones and technology, like, you kind of get in the habit of, oh, good morning. Hey, you okay? Oh, and it's all that short and sweet. But the cool thing about letters is you really kind of, when you write a letter, you're not expecting any answers immediately. You're just kind of saying what's on your mind, the one-way conversation. And so the other day in bed, I just kind of pretended I was writing her a letter, but in the text. And it was kind of nice, because I just got to tell her all these things and my thoughts and my prayers for her and everything. And, you know, she was like, oh, that was kind of cool, you know. So different ways and being creative and trying to keep in touch. And, but yeah, so how do you feel about the long distance with daughters? Because obviously for you too, with you working, and your time is not as free and able to adapt to, like, I mean, I can literally, when the girls call or when they text, I can drop anything. You might be in a meeting, you might be in this. So how about you on that end of the long distance with your daughters?
I don't know that I've expressed this to them directly like this, and should have, but it's been hard. I miss them. I miss them so much. And I think what we were talking about earlier with you and I, and we started our marriage right off the bat, I traveled right off the bat. I traveled a lot. I guess you kind of get used to some things. This reminded me that this one has been harder to get used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not particularly proud of this if I go back in hindsight and realize I should have been doing this, but I do that now too. I'll write them about, you know, how was your evening? How are you doing? We just wanted to say hi. Just thinking of you. Just wanted you to know how proud I am of you, or whatever the the messages are. And when they were living at home, I don't know that I was as intentional about that kind of thing.
So maybe you can even grow closer. Sometimes you can find more closeness with the distance.
The separation has a way of doing that sometimes. Now, again, what I'm saying is maybe someone out there can learn from me, and maybe if someone young, and when you have a family, or should you have a family, or those that are listening that do, maybe learn from where I think I would have liked to have been more intentional about that when they were at home. But it's never too late. And
go ahead, finish your thought.
No, just so all I was going to say is that now that they have made this transition in their lives, I have enjoyed the impact on me in terms of wanting to communicate with them more frequently and make sure that they know how proud I am of each of them and how much mm-hmm. I love them.
Right. One thing I was thinking when you were saying that, though, isn't it the truth, though, that I think this is for everybody in this world. When things are right in your hand and they're right there with you, we tend to take things for granted. I mean, you take, like, when things are just, like, you're all under the same roof. Everybody comes home. Everybody lives together. You see each other every day, come in and out of the house. You know, you just take it for granted. You don't just soak in all of that time. You don't, because you just expect coming and going, coming and going. I mean, even I think about another relationship is when we lived back in Atlanta and we were two blocks down the road from my parents. And we saw them all the time. And it was very, though, maybe not always as intentional, because it was you pop in, you pop out, you whatever. And then when we had to move to Kentucky and had that distance, visits became more intentional, you know, and you really spent time. You talk on the phone. It's just, I think it's just part of it. It's like how it goes. So sometimes these things, you do just grow when you're, I don't know. Am I making sense here?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. And being apart does make you more conscious of certain things. I think it's just being present in the relationship and sometimes it is a bit of maybe taking it for granted, and I related a little bit. Sometimes I think about that with just speak for myself, my relationship with God and faith is when things are going good in life, that's the point in time where I can tend to take God for granted. Mm-hmm. And when things get challenging and there's struggles is when I go to him and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants us to do, is come to him and ask for help.
Right.
But I think he also wants us to be as engaged with him when things are good too. So it's kind of all the time. And I need to do a better job of that, but that's what it kind of reminded me of.
Yeah, he wants to share in the joys. He wants to share in the all of it, every bit, every piece of it. Just like a parent, like we talked about last week, when you just relate God as your parent, your Father in heaven, he wants it all. And he wants you to ask for it all. He wants to talk to you about it all. He wants it all. But yeah, so what else? What else do we have?
Well, I think that's hopefully some good life experience, and maybe we've offered a few things for folks to think about. I think it's relating this idea of being comfortable with the relationship you're in and realizing that if it's got a strong foundation, and better even if it's a foundation that includes faith in God, I think that mm-hmm. we believe that makes it even stronger,
mm-hmm.
that these transitions in life and periods in life, whether it be work-related or just other, it could be families, it could be whatever, that creates temporary separation, or just being in two different places, or, you know, like in our case, a lot of travel, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that your relationships are absolutely going to be strong enough and will endure all of those things, and in most cases even get stronger.
Right. This I was trying to look up. Y'all might have heard me going tick, 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 tick on my phone. You know when it says in the Bible, the cord of three strands, joining the man, the woman, and God in marriage, is there's that's in Ecclesiastes, but it's probably in some other places too. But I'm just pulling this up real quick. But talking about putting God in the center, not only of marriage relationships, other relationships, but it just, you know, the three strands, and when he's there, it's just the cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So, and when God is that third strand there in the middle of whatever relationship that is, I think that that is the strength. And so that is a key, that's a key ingredient to your, I'm looking at this too. It's, it says cord of three strands, God's knot. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend through one may be over though through though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Yeah, that's Ecclesiastes 4:12. So anyway, kind of cool. But hey,
well, no, this has been good, Kelly. Hopefully it was good discussion for everybody today.
One last thing. This is one of my random pop-ins, okay? So, and it won't go forever, Matt, so don't worry. I know you, Matt has to be somewhere, and I'm, you know, we're doing this long-distance thing right here, so I will be respectful. But one thing in talking to God, chatting with God, this is just, like I said, a random thought, that some things that we've experienced lately that have shown this. Please, if you're out there thinking, God, that some prayers are too not important to pray, and you feel like you can't go to God for these things. We've had some experiences lately that on another podcast, maybe we'll share, that have really just proven that God does, he answers all the prayers, big and small. And though, you know, you may say, you may be the person that says, hey, in this situation, I don't feel like this is not as important as something else. God needs to be tending to so-and-so or this person, that person. When you need something, go to him, no matter how big or small, just ask. I know that's a random thing, but it just came to me. So,
it's always good to hear.
Always ask in the tiniest things, and you would be surprised. You will see him shining some great light if you do that. So that just came into me. I know it's not really on topic, but there you go. That's life, right? I'm throwing it in. So yeah, Matt, I'm glad that we could work this out. We were a little concerned at how this was all going to play out. I hope y'all can hear everything well, since we're doing this all through phone and speakerphone and everything.
Well, I'm gonna assume it went great, and I'll look forward because I do miss you, and I'll look forward for us to get be back in Bowling Green together, and
yes,
we will be together for the podcast next week, and we look forward to seeing everybody for the next That's Life podcast.
That's right, and Jesus loves you, and we love you, and that's life.